Episode 191, The Curse of Multitasking.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Come on in. I've been waiting for you. What have you been up to? Have you been staying out of trouble? Surely not. No, yes, you have been, right? You are just busy to the core, right? Just got so many things to do. Well, I hope you have a little time here for us to chat because, you know what? I just really want to work with you today. Ah, let's chat. We've got to get together, okay? All right, I don't know about you, but my day is, in fact, I'm sitting here as I'm talking to you holding my water bottle. The day has been that crazy, and that's what we're chatting about. Yes, the curse of multitasking. I talk to moms all the time. I talk to women all the time, and my, oh my, oh my, if multitasking is not in our DNA, it is. It's there. And we have to do multiple things, right? We have to cook and carry on a conversation. Plus, we have to tend to a screaming child, right? Is that always your evening? Probably like, ah! Well, hopefully, it's going to calm down a little bit today. And hopefully, you will grab a ray of hope and some sunshine to carry you through so you really can kind of finagle and fine-tune multitasking and make it actually work for you. Now, hello to all you newbies out there. It is good to have you on board. I'm glad you found us. Thank you for subscribing and rating us. You are awesome. Leaving a review. I love, absolutely love reading your reviews. It brings a sweetness of joy to my heart. So thank you very much. Lots of kisses. All right. Now, confession here. As a crazy person right now, literally, I have spent my whole day today literally in motion, doing and being and literally living what we talk about every single day, okay? But today I was like the ultimate multitasker. I have been up since 5 o'clock when the alarm went off. And actually I was up before then because I had to go to the bathroom. Okay, I know you didn't need to know that part, but I thought I'd throw it in. So I got up really early. It was probably about 4:15. I was awake, and I really wanted to go back to sleep. But my day started out with, oh, guess what? Yes, a power outage. Okay, luckily, my husband got ready first for work, and he was done and ready to go. So the rest of us, well, we just kind of struggled. Well, we lost power, and not that big of a deal, right? Except that when your whole life deals with quote-unquote power, yeah, it becomes a very big deal. So we lost power for almost 2 hours today. Not too bad. I mean, we handled it. Thank goodness it wasn't a really, really screeching, hot, humid day today. But from that point on, I mean, it was just a steamroller. I mean, just things kept going and going and going. And now it's at night, and I'm trying to begin to settle the kids down. But I'm chatting with you. Yeah, seriously, I'm chatting with you. Recording this right now, and it is pitch black outside. And I still haven't taken my shower yet. Yes, that has been my day. The crazy thing is, though, literally, it's been the curse of multitasking. And I was like, go figure, I would have a day on the day that we're going to talk about multitasking. I mean, only God prepares those, right? Only He is in control of that. So, in my thinking of all of this, I'm like, okay, am I the only crazy woman running around with basically her head chopped off, you know, like with chicken with her head chopped off? And sometimes I feel like that, gobble, 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 and I don't know if I'm coming or going, but somehow I make it to see the end of the day. I made it at the beginning of the day, and now it's to the end of the day, yet I'm still going. How is it that you do that, Mom, every single day? What is it? I mean, come on, friends, what is it that we just sit here and we find ourselves entangled, literally, in multitasking? It's like we can't shut our brain off from doing so many different things that we overload ourselves, and then that overload becomes overwhelm, and then it just becomes what? Chaos, and there's absolutely no bliss in chaos. However, you can find some hope in that. You see, this has been literally probably my whole life. I don't know what it is, if it's called that I run on adrenaline and I like to feel the pressure of things, because I really don't. I don't need the added stress. I already have enough white hairs coming in on my head. You know, praise the Lord for hair, you know, hair color. But when you do this and you multitask, sometimes you can find an actual rhythm to it. And when you get into that rhythm, if it's a good rhythm that actually benefits you, mind, body, and spirit, okay, it's got to benefit you in all three areas. Because otherwise, what? It's sucking the life out of you, right? However, I don't believe that most of us are made to handle the type of multitasking that we attempt to do, hence the curse of multitasking. We overdo ourselves. We overwhelm ourselves. We put ourselves on ultimate full speed all the time, right? And there's no bringing back that throttle. It's just like, go, 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 crash. Go, 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 crash. You can't operate like that. My computer was doing that today. It was going full speed ahead and it crashed. I'm not kidding you. It literally crashed. Blue screens, pink screens, lines everywhere, on the phone with computer support. Oh my goodness gracious. I was like, I can't not have my computer. That's my only way to my women. Yeah, to you all, to you. It's so important. Yeah, so when you look at that and your day actually dictates everything, you've got the curse of overwhelm. You've got the curse of multitasking, ultimate multitasking. You don't want to live a life of overwhelm. However, you don't have to choose that route. And you can use multitasking, which, you know what? It's okay if it's in our genes, right? If God gave us women the ability to multitask, to be able to do two or three different things at the same time. Now, that doesn't mean that you're doing them all to the best of the ability, okay? Understand that. There's some give and take in regards to that. But can you handle it? Yes, a lot of women can handle at least two or three task. Now, we won't talk about the guys. I love you guys, but we're not going to talk about you. Okay? We're talking about women and multitasking. And so if you can take the curse of multitasking and actually make it work for you instead of against you, you are sitting on a gold mine. And that's what I want to give you. That's your kiss. Yes. Can you believe you can actually be scattered with a purpose? Doesn't that sound a lot better than saying multitasking? Okay, maybe not. But it puts a little fun twist on it. Be scattered with a purpose. We talk about living life on purpose, being present. But yet our actions every day bring up what? The curse of multitasking, right? And it just makes our days more chaotic. And by the time our head hits that pillow, it's like, what did I accomplish today? I'm really not sure. I was supposed to do, did I even get it done? And you don't even remember half of what you needed to get done. And if it's job related, you hope that when you walk out that office door at the end of the day, did I really get everything done that boss wanted me to? Man, I know I'm forgetting something. That feeling, oh, I know I'm forgetting something. That just eats at you. The curse of multitasking. But you can, with the kiss of being scattered with a purpose. You're like, how in the heck can I be scattered with a purpose? Well, number one, you got to have a sense of humor. Okay, that was just bonus. That's not even number one. You do. You have to laugh at yourself. I'm telling you today, my highs and lows have been off the charts. It's been a great day. But literally, when I was talking to the computer support guy, I had him laughing, belly laughing. I told him, I said, I know enough to be dangerous. That is my saying. I do. I know enough to be dangerous. The curse of multitasking. We know enough to overwhelm our day in chaos, right? I know enough to be dangerous. But the crazy thing is if you're scattered with a purpose, you're not crazy anymore. And you're not living in chaos because you actually know and you have a kind of an outline of what's going to happen. So you do it like this, to be scattered with a purpose. Number one, besides laugh. Okay. That's your bonus one. Number one is plan. Yeah. You need to make a plan. That means, honestly, you need to prep probably the night before. And if not, you need to get up early enough to where you don't have interruptions. And at the beginning of the day, you need to plan it out. You've got to plan. Okay. Number two is prep. You got to prep. You take your plan and you look at it and go, okay, what do I need in order for that plan to happen? Okay. If it's during the school year, right, you know, oh, we've got a party here, or the kids are coming here, or they've got to make sure they have this and that. If it's summertime, oh, wait, we're going to be going on a trip here this weekend. Wait, grandma's coming into town. We need to make sure we have this. I need to go grocery shopping here in order to make this. So yeah, there we go. You've got to prep. Okay. So the plan, you got to plan it out first, then you've got to prep for it, okay? You got to organize what you need based on your plan, okay? If you try to prep, let's try that again. If you try to prep before your plan, all right, it gets kind of chaotic, and a lot of us do that. In our minds, we think we're there. We think we're already organized with the plan, but it really isn't going right. So plan first, prep then your plan. Okay, that's number two, prep your plan. And then number three, guess what, is proceed. Yeah, the proceed is what? Is the actual doing the work, following through from the plan to the prep. Now you're proceed. You proceed forward, right? Then you are working within the confines and you can kick the curse of multitasking goodbye. You begin to have a little more air time, okay? You can breathe more, okay? Whether it's humid or roses or whatever airtime you need, maybe a good shower like I need right now, you can breathe, all right? And that's so important. It will begin to calm it down, calm you down. You'll be a better wife, a better mother, a better woman, okay? You'll be a better employee. You'll be a better entrepreneur. You'll be a better student. And you'll be able to sit there and know, and not just sit there, but to go forth of your day without the curse of multitasking. You won't have the unnecessary chaos, the excruciating pains in your stomach that actually make you physically ill. I mean, some of you can relate to that, right? You get physically sick to your stomach because of the stress that it comes. Your energy is zapped because you have put so much effort into, you know, thinking about, oh my gosh, what's next? What's next? Okay, then what's next? Oh, now what? Oh my gosh. And you're like, wow. Okay? You've got stress on steroids. And we don't want that. You want to be able to live a calm, enjoyable, joyful, blissful life. And in order to do that, we got to tame the curse of multitasking. All right. And you can do it. You truly, truly can. And it actually can be a huge benefit. Okay. So take your kiss, be scattered with a purpose. You can do it. Plan, prep, proceed. Your three P's. You got this, right? Plan, prep, proceed. And when you do that, your nerves are going to be calmer and you're going to have just a relaxing and incredible day of just productivity, right? And that's what it leads to. From the plan to the prep to the proceed to the productivity, you will be on fire, all right? So take this multitasking thing that for some of us is an ultimate curse. For others, it's just kind of a nuisance. Wherever you fall on the spectrum, kick it to the curb and be on purpose. All right. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Go out and make it an absolutely incredible week. Go amplify your life. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.